Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good afternoon.
Okay, hello.
Well, hello. Yes, caller. How are you doing, Jason?
Fine.
Well, I can assume by the fact that you're talking to me not from the Bahamas that you didn't win the $500 million jackpot.
No. What do you got to do to get that? You got to outjack the competition or something? I feel like if someone had told me about this, I would have definitely won that. I don't really think I understand how this works, but, you know.
I think you step to someone and flex, and it just keeps going from there. It's just who's ever, like, ready.
You said, what's up, Jack? You got some pot?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Step to this.
I've been lifting all day. Hella, I need some herb to come down from the high of being so swole.
So swole.
Dude, can you tell how swole I am?
Wow. Well, we bought some tickets. Anthony did it the wrong way, in my opinion. I really don't like quick pick. And he did, like, all five, quick pick. And I'm like, you have to, like, mix it up. Either stick with your numbers.
Yeah, don't be an idiot when you're playing the lottery.
Obviously. Because if you're just leaving it to the luck of the machine, and then it's like, yeah. Oh, I just picked up a ticket. It's like, well, you pick the numbers, and then yeah. You have less of a more likelihood.
I mean, obviously, everybody knows that it's mostly skill, that game. I mean, it's just
all skill.
Yeah. So I'm with you.
No luck in... Thank you.
Yeah.
Jason, that means a lot. Thank you.
So I'm sure that... So how many of the millions have you guys won in accordance with many other successful families?
I don't want to stay on here because I don't want people knocking down my door for monies.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, we were just talking about this the other day, weirdly, at Hominos. Hominy. Where
Hominy.
I work.
Harmony. You work at Harmony Pizza.
Yeah, eHarmony Pizza.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what they do. About how someone had said, you know, everyone every now and then makes the joke about, come on, if I win the lottery, I won't screw it up. And then I told someone, you know, I think statistically, if you went back, it's not normally, it's not so much that you don't know how to manage your money, it's that the people you know don't know how to manage your money, and then everybody who used to be your friend starts to cave in on you. And I think that's what changes you. It's not so much that if you were left on a desert island with a lot of Hot Lapacos Island, and all you had was hookers and lizards, and they were the only influencers.
That just means they're attractive people. It doesn't mean there's hookers.
Well, I mean, they would turn into hookers because they wouldn't want your ass until you started paying them lottery winnings to have sex with you.
That's true.
That's my point, is that if it was just hookers trying to get your money with sex and lizards also trying to get your money with sex, I guess sex is the only currency when you are the one with all the money, obviously.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I would say that in that case,
look who's got the big dick now.
You'd probably
it's just money. It's a money dick.
I'm paper mache it out of $100 bills. It's huge and green. I'm working on the balls now. I've got a bunch of lizards working on the balls. I use lizard saliva. So if you look back in the back room, there's a bunch of Komodo dragons licking enormous paper mache scrotum.
Ew.
Well, this is the way it is on Hot Lapacos Island.
I don't know. I think that should be another island.
Explorers will visit our island, and then they will draw pictures and write about the enormously oversized paper mache scrotums that this island that inhabits this island.
That's like Scrotal Island or something.
Scrotopia.
Yes, Scrotopia. That's perfect.
That's Florida.
Oh yeah.
Hot Lapacos is just off the coast of Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, so Scrotum Island is actually a peninsula that we mistook for
that's why it's shaped like
a
that.
A balsam. I don't know. I'm running out of geography puns. I don't know a lot about geography enough to really make this work.
We don't know a lot about anything that we're around. And that's why we're here giving our opinions on all of it that we don't understand.
Panhandle.
Yep, off the Florida Panhandle. Hey!
Yeah.
Speaking of Florida.
Ring of Fire.
Funny. It's funny you mentioned the United States penis.
Did I finish talking about what I was... I think... All right, let's segue. Let's go ahead.
Wait.
I think, I don't remember what I was. I feel like I was going to say something else, but then I distracted myself.
Well, Aunt and I are going to go to Miami in 2 weeks.
Miami.
Random Miami. So we have to watch a bunch of CSI Miami and listen to Will Smith sing.
Gotta learn about
those. I'm Miami.
Gotta acclimate yourself to the culture.
You have
of course.
To. I mean, I just threw stuff at myself. Yes, no, you do. You have to. I'm going to talk to Renee more often.
Likewise, if you have a staple gun, you can use the short staples if you need to, but start stapling dollar bills and other things to your face just in preparation for how, you know,
why?
The local customs. I don't know. I just assume that's where those people come from, the people who staple money to their face for money.
You don't know that.
Well, one can make assumptions.
Well, one can.
About the nation's wang.
Well, so we're going to go. He has a company thing, and Mom, I was like, Mom, there isn't any way you could come out and watch the kids. She's like, let me talk to your dad. I'm like, what the heck? That works?
Well, she's retired now.
I know. It's different.
So she's all going to... She's just the sweeper on the team, on the family team. It's like, what do you need done? I'll do it. I'm there.
I'm so helpy now.
Mom, I need my lawn resodded. Can you come help us out? We were going to hire a professional, but we realized you're retired.
Retired.
You are retired.
She's like, let's do it. And so Aunt and I, it's funny because originally she thought I was going to Seattle. So she's like, yeah, okay, I can help. And then I was like, wait. And then she's like, oh, I just now figured out you two are going to Miami together. I'm like, yeah, that's what makes it fun. We never get to, like, go on a vacation together, like, ever. Mm-hmm. With children of four and the jobs and all the stuff that we're committed to, there's no way. But really heavy soccer season's about to start, and Wyatt's doing basketball. It's about to get crazy, so might as well take a vacay now.
Sure. time ain't going to make itself.
Mm-mm. I'm going to have to knit that.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it's like 77 degrees, which sounds awful, but I guess I'll have to just get through it.
I've got a counterfeit time lab.
Yeah,
I'm starting
sorry,
up
guys.
In the basement here.
I'm running through a lot of bills that are time.
I haven't been allotted enough time. I haven't been sanctioned enough. My time rations have run out. I used them hastily. I got
so
drunk once and I used all of my time.
All of it.
I just did all of it in one shot. I got super high on time. It's high time that I get more time. And so I have begun manufacturing seconds and minutes. I haven't gotten up to hours yet. Those are a little bit more of a delicate process, but seconds.
It is delicate. You're talking like tiny, tiny like measures, you know?
Well, and when you start to stack them, it's like if you imagine trying to make a house of time, it's even more impossible. This is delicate mad science that we're toying with here. And
delicate,
I'm asking for donations of time and or money, because money can be converted into time, as you know. It's like space
know.
Time, money time. Mm-hmm. So time is the key element, because you've got space time and the money time, and money space time.
Money space time.
And then you also have Space Jam, but I don't want to get distracted.
That's
right now.
Totally
I'm trying to work.
That's totally different. Yeah, we're trying to focus here, please.
But yeah, someone go reanimate Einstein's corpse using this new theory, and then tell him about it. Tell him what it's like what we did.
Well, we got to get his thoughts. Let's be realistic.
Uh huh.
It's that guy, and about things that he likes. He's obviously into it. No one's gonna appreciate it like he is. Reanimate the man.
Have you seen the Upright Citizens Brigade of Einstein? Their Einstein skit?
I don't think I have.
We're going to have to put that on the old, in the show notes there, or in the media there, so people can, because there's a video of, Google Upright Citizens Brigade Einstein, they did a hilarious sketch of Einstein just sort of in his waking hours, enumerating on the possibilities of ideas in science and industry.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're here to do. We're here to point these things out, the things that are missing in our everyday lives. You think it's just a mocha frappuccino? No, there's other important things like numbers and Einstein.
Yeah, and cat videos.
Right?
And cat videos!
I don't think Einstein would have gotten shit done if he had been born today, because he would have just been watching cat videos. How many Einsteins do you think are on Ritalin watching cat videos today?
Wow, because honestly, I was just about to say, like, oh my gosh, I haven't even had time to sit down and watch a cat video yet. But that is a lie. I actually did.
I was going to say, how do you regulate yourself? That's like my meditation.
I know. It's
just wake up and stare at cat videos for 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, my day can begin. I've had my coffee. I've had my cat feet.
So I watched it. I tagged you in Facebook. I tagged you in the comments. It's just
The cat's whole just video. Cuddling.
Yeah, the cat's just cuddling. Oh my goodness, the way they're all stretchy, and some of them are like, come here.
What was that first one? Was the greatest one, because they just picked it up like a spear. That was hilarious. I wish I had a cat that would do that.
It was really cute. Oh, I was like, no, I'm not going to watch. Oh, I'm watching. And then I couldn't look away. I was like, well, the next one's probably going to be just as cute.
Someone should just compile a cat murder video just to, compare and contrast. Do the one where the cats are just murdering? Yeah, cats just straight up murdering. Not murdering of cats. If that's where your mind went, then you're a sick person.
No, I'm
just
clarifying. I don't know what you're doing.
But just because that's like whenever cats aren't cuddling and being adorable, they're sadistically murdering things that are smaller than them.
Not even like mice and stuff, or they're plotting your own murder because there probably isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably the opposite video. Evil cats.
They're actively murdering things smaller than them, and at the same time devising ways to kill things the same size or larger than them. That's the only reason cats don't murder us is because it's just they can't yet. They've tried.
It's just the size ratio.
That's what that thing is when they show you their belly, and then when you start to scratch them, when you start to scratch their belly, they attack you. That's them. If that attack made you real in defensiveness and cower, they would take the upper hand. That's them testing the waters always.
Also,
they bait you in with the soft belly rubs, and then they attack your hand in anticipation of the coming onslaught, the war to come. This is only a battle, human. You wait until the tides turn. Then the war is on.
Well, actually, I read an article the other day because Kitty had some
Meowkiller war.
Oh my god, Meowkiller!
This meowns war.
Oh my gosh, just me. Stop.
No.
This war starts right meow.
Yeah. This ends meow. That's what the cat says. And then he just takes the shit out of your hand. And then he keeps going.
Well.
Just suffocates you like a ninja. Like, really, if a cat figured out that cutting off a human's, do you think a cat could do that? I feel like if it wrapped its coil itself like a blunt python around your neck, maybe they could just choke you out if they were that much of a tactician. A cactician. It's like a cactus. It's a cat.
It's just a cat.
A cactician.
Cactician.
It's a cactus that's really good at what he does, but because of his spurs and spines, he can't get a lot done, like, because he'll try to make love or try to make friends or try to help set your dog's broken leg or something, but he always ends up doing more damage than good. The cactician. Yeah, it's an unfortunate. It's like what was it? The king who turns everything that he touches into gold. It's a curse.
It is.
Yeah. The emperor's new cactus is sentient, and it's repairing the plumbing right now.
He's very busy.
Don't go near it, but for your sake, it's a tortured cactus.
My gosh, it's still a cactus.
Tormented. That's why it's so gnarled and twisted. That's its story.
Well, Kinsley and I actually read an article the other day that that cats show their
belly
as
you?
A sign. Yeah, I don't know how to read.
Kinsley, mom needs help.
Can mom has help again? Well, cats actually show their belly as a sign of
bring
comfort
the words
and vulnerability,
to mama.
But they actually, they actually don't want you to pet their tummy.
Cats, well, they don't.
They actually don't.
There's a that, that's I've heard that, and there's a trick to it. You have to they want you to respect that they're showing you their belly. It's not that they don't want you to pet their belly, but they don't want. It's not like. It's the same thing you do when a woman's flirting with you. You're not like, oh, you're flirting with me? Oh, yeah, let's go to bed. This is awesome. I'm so stoked. Fist pump. Just, I can't stop pumping my fist. I'm so excited. Where are you going? Wait, I thought the deal was locked. My fist is already pumping. That
I'm
kind of thing.
In the middle of all that.
Yeah, like, it's that kind of thing where it, when the cat shows you their belly, it's like you don't just go straight for the belly. You gotta be like, oh, well, that's nice. Thanks for showing me your belly. And then you just keep petting them and stuff. And then every now and then you give a belly rub and then you pet some more. But most people, when the cat shows them their belly, they're like, oh, okay. And then they just start going right at it. And then that's when the cat attacks. They don't like that. But I figured it out with my cats. When they do that belly show, if I just keep petting normal and then every now and then and just throw in a belly rub, they don't mind. I think that's what they're looking for.
So you throw in more like a sneak attack belly rub.
It's not a sneak attack. It's just like it's integrated. It's like
it's integrated. I see. So do you think that would be a good form of war if you just would like you could actually win by going out and laying in a field and showing your belly, and then when they come close, you shoot them?
Just literally, just mm-hmm. like I don't know.
Like try to look all adorable and roll around on your back a little, you know.
I don't know. We have to get some of our most adorable troops. Maybe then.
Oh yeah, like the really cute gays that are so adorable. Oh.
Yeah, put them on the front lines.
No, I don't want to risk that. They are.
Put your best foot forward.
They are too fabulous. Put your best belly forward.
Yeah, the war will start fashionably late. Son of a bitch! I just cannot get my shoes to look right. They're just not matching. Skylar Seth, get over here and help coordinate. Help coordinate this attack. I'm going lift myself by my bootstraps as soon as I get them laced up. It's going to take a while. They're thigh highs. Man, I am so fatigued
thigh
at this
highs.
Point.
I'm drinking energy tea right now.
Okay. What is that, like opium crack? Like some Jeffrey tea right there. Just about anything
no,
you can get your hands
energy.
On.
It just
anything
energy.
You can get your drug-addled hands on. Addling all these drugs.
Is that what people do with tea?
Addle it, I guess.
I don't know. Is that...
That's what they do with punch. It gets addled.
Is that a verb? Oh.
Well, let me look this up.
I didn't know if that was a verb or a drug. I actually didn't understand the word you were using.
Addle, to make or become confused, to become.
Well, you've
to
done
make
that to me.
Mentally confused, muddled. Yeah.
Oh,
Wow, we could really use that word a lot more now. Like,
yeah.
Our entire political system is quite addled.
Mm-hmm.
Camp Addleberry. If you addle it all up, it doesn't make much sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Common Core deals in addlition.
And how do you spell
and
that?
Addition and subtle traction.
Hey. How do you spell it?
I don't know. I can't read or write. Why do you have to point that out? It's offensive.
No.
Hey, you know what I noticed lately? Segway. Saying the word segue was my segue.
I think so.
It's the same way that a lot of people use turn signals to change lanes. Hey, I'm going to change lanes. Okay, signal. And then it's just like right after they change lanes, they signal a little bit.
Signal.
Yeah. Segway. I had a thought noticing that apparently the new Star Wars, the Trek, hitting theaters next month has already broken Brock's office hits, records, breakfasts. Hectares, broken Brock's office hectares.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I hope
continue.
What I'm saying is making sense.
Yep.
And like, so I guess it's made more money than, I didn't really look much into it. In this case, I didn't give a shit about researching because it doesn't matter. If you guys want an example of shit that doesn't matter, it's this kind of thing. So take note. I'm not really sure what I'm talking about, but it seemed that Star Wars has broken a lot of box brofus records.
You don't even know how to speak incorrectly.
References.
Just let it flow naturally. It
resistances.
Has to be natural. You have to be naturally dumb and just let it go.
That's what I'm trying to do. Excuse me.
I know.
If you would stop interrupting my flow.
Okay.
I'm flowing.
Oh, yeah. A lot of flow.
I'm obviously flowing. I think I made that apparent. Nobody flows like I do, cat.
Okay.
So my theory is that we're actually just getting good. It's not that, because I don't know, the new Star Wars wasn't like it doesn't really deserve huge but like it's not like it's the best big movie to come out, but
yeah, but people have been waiting so long.
No, but what I think it is, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. What it is we're starting, and I think you may start to see, cuz with all these franchises repeating and all these reboots and mm-hmm. and sequels and stuff, I think we're seeing a new kind of fuel and a new kind of creative fodder, and there are people beginning to learn how to use it. In that, we have the largest audience ever amassed on Earth, so far as we know. And once upon a time, you had buskers, or you had a cafe, perhaps a small theatre, where you would do shows to no more than perhaps 50 people. And then at a certain point, shows got up to 500 people, and then you had like...
I mean, they can.
You had arenas, you have stadiums, you've had different versions of gigantic crowds, but at a certain point, someone had to decide, oh, we need to build something called a Coliseum, or we need to build the Verizon Wireless Center, or okay, whatever these things are called. We need to make these gigantic places, these gigantic structures to house this enormous entertainment that the civilized world has not yet seen. So mm-hmm. what we're doing now is kind of building a big global sort of virtual amphitheater.
Oh!
Which is allowing movies that are not that great, like the new Star Wars, not a bad movie, but for what it was, not great, to just because of their marketing and their appeal and their general size and under, like they're easy to comprehend. It's digestible. Like it's got a complex plot with lots of facets, but it's also cartoonish and understandable. And
I feel like you already have a vision for this.
Oh yeah. Well, it seems to me that we keep breaking, but we're breaking more box. Like you hear about bigger movies now, they're breaking those records more often. I don't think it's because each movie is better. I think each movie is better at being big.
Oh, and therein lies the theory.
That's the theory, and it's kind of a built upon just ever increasing supply and demand of human endeavor. That now we've gotten to a size where it's kind of hard to, like, we'll see the Coliseum in about 50 years. We'll look back and see it, but I'm telling you now, that's what's happening with the Star Wars movie and big movies that come up after it. They're only out earning the ones before because they're being marketed better and they're being more strategically
more
constructed to reach wider audiences.
And there's also inflation.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
There's also that.
Because they've done that with some movies where they've gone back and said, had this movie sold X amount of tickets at the cost per ticket now, what would it have earned? So that's pretty cool too. But you're right. You have more exposure in a much larger audience, and like you said, strategically placed around the world, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, you hear about like movies that are terrible, like pretty much every Adam Sandler movie that comes out, and like that John Carter movie.
I didn't see it. Neither did I.
And I haven't seen any Adam Sandler movies lately, but from what I hear, they're terrible to English speakers, like Americans and North Americans and native English speakers. The movies are awful, but when they take those movies over to Asia, they recoup all their losses and they make a bunch of money, because all Asian folks who don't really speak English as a first language want to see is white people running away from explosions and carrying women around and making out and stuff. Like, they don't really care if it's well written. They can't even tell. So that's what I mean. Like, it's not that it's good, it's that the people who make these products have found a way to market them to make money off of them. So it's not like I'm not praising our time for making the best art that's ever been conceived of, but we have figured out how to market it. We are spreading capitalism and westernization.
We are behemoth of advertising and marketing.
What is it when the entire world is westernized and it's just all west? There's no East anymore.
How far west are we pushing?
No,
we're almost touched back around to the East the United States. Yeah.
We just symbolically snap off the East off of the compass rose, and we just like it, and we bury it. Just everyone, this is Dead East Day. It's our new. We want to ceremonially and officially bury this stupid ass direction that we were all going once. Now we all go west all of the time. All flights. all patterns. Like, and if you'd like to drive your car in any other direction, you have to go in reverse.
Oh my God!
Cars all drive on the same side of the road. They just go forward or backward. It's very safe.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
Well, I see your point.
Yeah, and it's not due east. I'll tell you that much right now.
Mm-mm, you can't anymore.
West side, dog.
Oh, that's the only one?
Yep.
It'd be funny if someone was like, north side?
Shut your mouth. It's northwest at the most.
West side, south central.
Or east coast, Hamptons.
No.
Throwing down.
There's no such thing.
No. I wonder why.
Yeah, ironically, the west coast will survive, but only grammatically.
Language.
We got you on a technicality, bitches. And English teachers around the world will rejoice. They will ejaculate rejoicements.
Oh my goodness.
Hey,
oh my.
They understand.
I was just going to say, insert the sound of everyone cheering, like, yeah. Then you started ejaculating out of your mouth about ejaculation.
Yeah,
about,
well, I mean, you see I see the president up there, the Pope, he'll ejaculate from his mouth sometimes. Like, I don't know why I'm being demonized for it.
You're not. It was a little shocking at first. We understand language, yeah. Some of us, and...
some a select few.
Yeah. Like,
we are part of the chosen few.
Yeah.
Given the sacred orb of language knowledge, it was placed into our hands as young babies, and they said, keep these orbs in a special sacred place, children, because there are only 5 of them. The rest of the people are fucking retarded.
Oh my goodness.
It's a lot. Most of the things that you hear about are from minorities.
What?
It's the squeaky wheel. Like, if you're on, like, people hear that squeaky wheel theory where it's like, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You're like, oh, that's a novel. But then you think, like, yeah, there's like 4 in Europe, 3 wheels on that thing. So it's like most of the wheels. But it's no, we're talking about like a wheelipede. Like it's wheelie got wheels.
Wheelie.
It's like a millipede, but just mm-hmm. like tuned up, tricked out with wheels. So you've got a 1,000 or more wheels, and then there's one squeaky one, and all you hear is that squeaky one. And then everyone's like, man, that thing's got that shitty wheels because it's just squeaking. It's like, no, but it's just one. But it's like, but it's a big problem. It's like, no, it's only one. That's what we're hearing
so
right now.
So we don't go back. We just keep going.
So we've got a transgender wheel. we've got a fanatical gun wielding wheel. It's just got like turrets sticking out of the hub of it, and it wants nice. More turrets. And we're like, come on, you're a wheel, not a gun. That doesn't make any sense. You're not going to help us. We're just going to be
slightly entitled unemployed white guy wheel.
Yeah, we're
that goes off on tangents.
Yeah, the tangent wheel. This isn't helpful. That wheel just starts to drag off in random directions sometimes, and we all get mired in sand pits and distractions, and we get mugged in alleyways and stuff because of the tangent wheel, the meander wheel.
Because you stop to look at cat videos.
Yeah, there's the cat video wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the special interest wheel. It won't just fucking shut up about how you're talking.
I hate that wheel.
Yeah, the word police wheel. All the wheels. But, I mean, really, when you add up all the different stupid wheels that annoy, it's like 100 wheels out of 1,000. So it's maybe a tenth of special interest.
Maybe.
And then the rest of us are just sitting here, just wheelie confused about it all.
Why is a speech impediment always okay? It's always acceptable and funny and adorable. That's funny.
Well, funny you should say that. Because there was, I tweeted about the PC police speak. Once again, one of the wheels would be a lisping wheel. And that wheel would be so determined because there might be 1.5 lisping wheels. And for the other half lisping wheel, or no, for the one lisping wheel, wheel is gonna say, I'm gonna fix this for everybody, guys. I'm gonna throw the world that Lisbeth can be announcerth, and it doesn't matter that you have a speech impediment. You can still announce. You can
and
still
you
tell
can
people about
still
things.
Still be a wheel and wheelie helpful.
Yeah, wheelie helpful, guys. No, but there was an announcer with a lisp. An announcer.
I was breaking that down.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow I put an extra syllable in there.
It sounds like you're chewing on your tongue and erasing letters out of words.
I'm going to try to go back and listen to how I made that sound because I don't even know. But there was an announcer. I didn't even remember what he was lisping about because he was just talking and he had an announcer on a commercial and he was talking about whatever. And I was like, you have a lisp. Like, I understand, like, you're showing all the lispy kids and like, but like, it's the same thing. Like, how did Steve Buscemi decide to get into acting? But damn it, he did it.
He did it.
He got it.
He obviously needed that silly wheel.
He nailed it. And like, yeah, he's one of our most famous actors because of how squirrely looking he is.
He's one of our most famous wheels.
He's one of our most treasured actors. Yes, our squeakiest
because of
wheel.
His oddity, yeah.
Our most buck-toothed wheel. We got cheese wheels. I don't mind those. I would prefer if we could convert most of the other wheels to cheese wheels. I feel like if 10% of our country was cheese, I would be a lot better place.
Well, cheese does make a lot of things better.
Yeah.
Tastier, better.
It's also as addictive as heroin, I think they said, or like as drugs. Like, you don't get a high
it
from
is,
it.
It is, yeah. No, it actually has
but yeah,
the
apparently
same in it.
The yeah, the yeah. fats and the and mm-hmm. or it's there's a lectin or lactin. There's some kind of like L word in it. Lecithin, lactin. It's not lactose, but it's like a word in there. Pectin. I don't know. There's a certain like thing in there that makes it particularly craveable. And so yeah, like we're most of America is addicted to cheese. Like China's not. They don't give a shit. Like we have never needed cheese. We just put our dog meat in it. It's delicious. It's fine.
That is the weirdest accent you've ever pulled out. But yeah, they really don't use close. A lot of cheese. And that's what I always find so fascinating when I'm looking at recipe books or watching recipes on TV or things that pop up. I'm like, they make it so freaking delicious. And there isn't an ounce of nothing. No cheese.
Yeah, but
not
then
even
when
like
someone
dairy,
tries to tell
really.
Me that an avocado can substitute cheese, I'm like,
or there's literally a tutorial there that answers. To make almond milk cheese or almond cheese.
Yeah, well, from what I've heard, almonds, you have to add a lot of sugar to make them good at all.
Oh, I don't add any sugar to my almonds when I eat them, but to make cheese, it's probably all that sugar. Right?
Just learn how to make cheese out of water somehow.
Obviously.
Water cheese.
Water cheese. Ugh, God. Ooh, just saying that.
Like, I'm just going to sell ice as water cheese. That does sound, that's a weird phrase, but I'm going to start selling ice with holes in it. Like, I'm
yes!
just going to, actually, that's not a bad idea. Like,
that's
literally,
not a bad
if you
idea.
Just, if you just had, like, ice that you just kept bubbles going through as you froze it, and then it would look like Swiss cheese when you cut it, and then you sell it to people as water cheese. Like, there would be, I bet, like, I don't know how
yep,
much the tank would
cheddar,
cost to actually
Swiss,
make that,
yeah.
but you could sell enough of it possibly to recoup the cost before people figured out you were just selling them ice with air in it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so attached to that idea
All
now.
The way from the streams of Wisconsin. Purified water cheese.
That sounds so good now.
Yeah, go get the ice cheese out of the ice chest.
No, I have a cost. Now I have a hankering for that ice cheese, that water cheese, water ice water cheese.
Ice cheese water.
Ice cheese. Ah, now it got gross again.
Go
back
cheese
to where
water.
It sounded good. Yeah.
Yeah, water cheese. Not as disgusting sounding as cheese water. Interesting.
That's weird.
What is that called? Is there a name for that when words
yeah.
sound totally different when
just
they're flipped?
A little swippity swappity. Yeah. What is that? That has to be something.
Like ball basket. That doesn't make any sense.
But basketball is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had to at least address this about the lottery. Okay.
Oh yeah, so, we started talking about that a while ago. Maybe that
yeah,
was the thing we were trying
I
to get back to.
I think that was the thing. Anyway, there's people
the
are
sluttery.
Talking about like the likelihood of people winning, etc. Because obviously it's now climbing to like ridiculous amounts of monies. It was 500 million. Now it's an estimated 675 million. You know, I guess I'll take the cash out buyout. lump sum. Whatever. Okay. It says, a Powerball lottery ticket is... Oh, no, I don't need that. It turns out that no one winning Wednesday night's Powerball drawing had a slightly better than even chance of happening. Better than even... I don't know what they meant to say. In a Powerball drawing, five numbered... We know that. Why is this thing telling me this? We know that. Ugh. Okay. There are 11,238,513 ways to draw the five white balls from the drum of 69 balls.
Why they gotta be white?
Why they gotta be white? Multiply that by the 26 red balls, and you get a total of 292,201,338 total possible Powerball draws. That is insane. That means, for every ticket you buy, you have a 1 in 292,201,338,000 chance of winning the jackpot, or a 0.0000034%.
Do people do know that if you work hard and persevere, you have like a 50% chance of making a bunch of money? Like, I know it's not like 100%, but there is a way to just get money, like, if you try. Yeah. I don't know. Like, that's I hear about all these odds and these statistics, and it's like, if you do stuff, you get stuff.
That's weird. Well, they did stuff. They bought a ticket. Well, here's the last part. It says, another way of looking at this is that a single ticket has a 99.999999966% chance of losing the jackpot. So that extremely high chance of not winning the jackpot.
You know that jackpot
is one of the main reasons why it probably isn't a good financial decision to play Powerball.
What Limp Bizkit was originally going to call themselves, but then they found out that there was another jackpot, so they decided they couldn't use that name.
You can't use that.
No!
Ah! I wanted it.
Yeah. Can't have it. I know, all you lottery frequent lottery players, just I don't know. Use those tickets to line your children's pens and then tell them that that's what they have instead of legitimate betting. They have these tickets that you buy instead of loving your family.
You don't have to.
I don't know.
You can, like, buy them other stuff with your other money.
No.
I guess.
Because you don't have.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see? Okay, it's so funny because people are always about, like, that's just the media, or, doesn't really happen. Double check your sources. The thing this morning, the state of emergency in L.A. area over a gas leak.
Well, it's been there since October 23rd of last year.
It's been there for a minute, and we're just now hearing about it. How cute is that? I don't think that fits anybody's agenda.
No, that's what's very funny. That's what you'll see is that it's the same kind of thing we're noticing with the Bundys and stuff, is that they seem to be very anti, like they want to do everything they can to destroy the system. And the same thing with, like, I think it was Florida, or there was somewhere in Texas. Yeah, Texas got hit by a big hurricane, and they wanted federal aid. You don't want any interference until something happens to you or until you get effed over, and then all of a sudden it becomes about that.
Yeah, hey.
What were you saying? Something. What were we saying? I confused myself. Which one of those three topics were we talking about?
We were talking about the gas leak.
Ah, okay, good. I mentioned too many other things, and I chummed the waters, and I knew that was going to happen about halfway through. But I figured, no, maybe there will be a beacon of hope back at the shore, and I'll be able to swim back to it. And here I go again. I'm going to forget again. I bet. No, gas leak.
Yes.
Same thing. Like, because this happened back in October, and people who are aware, they knew about it too. I knew about it 2 months ago. But you wait for, like, you tell people about it, and you wait to see it pop up in the mainstream media, and everyone was saying, hey, you know, this is the worst disaster since the Gulf of Mexico, but you're not hearing it. Yeah, that's because the last time the natural disasters, these energy companies, similar, interestingly, to how we're getting better at marketing movies. These energy companies and these profiteers and robber barons are getting better at not exposing themselves. Like, not, I mean, that's just a good idea in general. Just, you know, I learned that the hard way. Don't learn from my mistakes. Don't make your own. But they've learned, too, how to have disasters successfully, I guess, if you will, or how to attempt to manage them. In this case, I mean, the problem with their game is it's an ever-increasing, ever-accelerating one. So the natural disasters, because they're always trying to one-up each other and making profits, they're always going to overextend themselves via technology and pass safety, and we're always going to have this. So I only see this, like, movies getting bigger. You'll only see natural disasters getting bigger and cover-ups getting bigger and better. Like, this is not a very good cover-up, but they tried like hell, like they hadn't before. They tried to just keep it quiet and hope that they could fix it. And now, more than 2 months later, it's still leaking. It's one of the worst disasters
That's
we have currently. And now
though,
they're finally asking for help.
It's like some hundred, like 67 million cubic feet or whatever of gas per day.
Yeah, and we're still in the beginning of the power grab. All yep. these contracts and all the energy companies seeing the writing on the wall, trying like hell to push for any last minute legislation to make any more money they can. They don't give a lick about any environmental concerns. They're trying to make as much money as they can while they're still in power, and it's terrifying. And you see how fervent their base, how much their base has been fired up by local happenings, what with the Bundys coming back and Obama.
Yeah.
Obama basically just pointing out that we need to enforce the laws we already have. It's not an executive order, it's an executive action, which is important distinction, because an action is just more
there can't be distinctions made in a place right. where people
no there can't be because Obama coming out saying we need to enforce our gun laws and prioritize that, and then crying over massacred children gets on the far right side turned into him being a disgusting liar and him taking away their guns. And it's so crazy how divorced that is from any truth that actually happened. And the fact that, like, even Andy, mom's friend, is calling him a disgusting piece of shit liar for that. And I'm like, wow, there are people out there who just see something entirely different than what's happening. Like, they think,
well, and he's somehow
Barack
true.
Is simultaneously he's a vicious liar who's calculatingly crying in order to pull at our heartstrings, and at the same time he's a pussy who cried on TV. I don't get how he's both. You can't be both. That's an abuse of mutual exclusivity.
You can be anything you want to be.
I
want to
take.
You can has the parts that you want. And
I
be
want.
Who,
I want to bring Dr. Kevorkian in here to mercifully end mutual exclusivity's existence, because it has been put through so much pain and turmoil.
So
by
much.
The far right, because apparently things are always one or the other unless they're everything.
Nailed it.
Yeah, this is the logic. Like, things are what, and it's just, you pick and choose. You have these three sort of amorphous camps. You got this, that, or the other, and then they just sort of they all just like, it's a shell game of where's it under, what are we going to do today, it's not going to make sense, it's going to be completely
random. Oh no, I got to put
random.
It in a category so I can process it.
And I do feel like when I'm watching these pundits make their moves, I feel like I'm watching a shell game where it's just like, oh, moving, oh, here's the truth, oh, that's
oh,
not at
shell
all that's
game.
What is
good
that
one.
That's ridiculous.
That's a great anal hoagie.
Yeah, that's a great anal hoagie. That's how we're going to have to eat in the future.
Analogy.
When we all have forward-facing ear holes and 2-liter buttholes, we're going to have anal hoagies in order to feed ourselves.
Anal hoagies. Or analogy, for those that didn't catch it.
And anal hoagies. Analogous. And hoagies. Hulk hoagies.
Anal hoagies.
All right, that's enough of that. Do you have any other words, any other notes written? Gary Johnson.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes before I gotta go. Sure, let's go.
Really?
What is it? What was the subject? Yeah, no, I really have to go get kids from school.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Gary Johnson.
I don't know who that is.
He's a new, he just,
is
I
he
just
fun?
Heard his name today.
He sounds fun.
But he's a new libertarian candidate.
That's exciting for him. Who is he again? I heard what he's doing, but
I think he's an understudy for Bozo the Clown, so he's been out of work for a while.
Thank you. I needed to categorize him.
No, he's a libertarian. I don't know if he's going to try to run as a Republican, because you've got almost no chance of winning if you're a third party, but apparently he's a libertarian, and he's just throwing his hat into the presidential race. And actually,
is he old? Is he young? Who is he?
He looks like he's in his mid-40s, I would say, just
Yahoo
based off of looking at him.
Yahoo didn't tell me anything about him, so I didn't know he exists.
Well, I think that, wait, who didn't? What?
Yahoo.
Oh, Yahoo?
Yeah,
is that
I don't know.
Is that the new Yahweh? Yahoo?
Mighty Yahoo! Oh, you are my source of inspiration in life!
That's how it goes.
But he, you may want to go consult the Oracle Yahoo. And it might have some words for you.
What does he say today?
To me, he's very pro pot. He's pro, he's pro choice. We'll say that much. He's pro, basically.
Did he work at a pizza store one time?
He's what I would vote for opposite Sanders. Like, if Sanders doesn't end up being the nomination, any nominee, I would probably vote, just based off of what I've read. Simply, I haven't seen him talk.
Don't know enough yet. I've read up on him,
but I haven't. No, like, he hasn't done any campaigning yet, so you haven't seen anything. But I read up on his politics, cool, so I don't really know exactly like how steadfast he is and what he's saying. But he seems to be basically what the Republicans should be, which is, if you want limited government, it's in every regard, which means no anti-abortion, no anti-gay, no anti-drug laws either. But that's the problem with a lot of the Republican mindsets, is they want small government, except that they want people to not have sex, not have babies out of wedlock, and not have drugs.
We want small government, and we want to tell you a lot of these other things that we don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can get on board if you want small government. I think you're better off with a little too much government than a little too little, and I think that you're better off having that government. The more important is the same thing with food. It's not about plants or animals. It's about quality. Is your food happy? Is your government happy?
Is your zucchini happy?
Yeah. Is your bacon happy? Did you cook your bacon into a smiley shape?
Because it makes it taste better.
No, but you really can't tell. If you look at bacon these days, there's a huge disparity in quality. Bacon is...
Oh, yeah. And then, like, this morning, I had my top-notch bacon, and, oh, God, did that crisp up well.
Oh, man, good bacon is good, but most bacon is not good bacon.
I think I said the S word in my head a couple times as I bit into it. I was like, oh, shit.
This sure is delicious.
Yep, that's what I said in my head. And yeah. I got to share my bacon. Sharing bacon and coffee with friends, I think... It just makes it even that more enjoyable.
Sharing is caring, unless you're sharing poison.
Or diarrhea. Or the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Or venereal disease, I think.
Or,
that's
the herpes,
too.
I was going to say.
Yeah, don't share that.
Don't share that. No one wants to
You know
share
what? We're going to revisit that. We'll talk about things that we can't
accept. My mom shared her crack addiction with me.
Oh!
Oh!
Sweet.
So yeah, vote for Gary Johnson. Anybody who doesn't want to vote for Sanders, vote for Johnson. That's all. That's what I'm gonna start saying if Sanders doesn't get the nomination. Because what the thing is,
you can say vote for Gary Sanders.
Well, Sanders is the better of two goods for the lesser of two goods. We'll say, yeah, there you go. He's the lesser of two goods.
Uh huh.
So you've got Sanders, who will actually do a lot of good things, and a lot of his ideas, mm-hmm. like, for example, the 90% tax rate that he mentioned that scared a lot of people away, mm-hmm. that's for the ultra-rich. Basically, I look at that as draining a blister, if you will, although you wouldn't do that because it's income tax, not estate or any estate taxes, so all the money they have. But the people who figured out ways to make more money than they rightfully should each year, they would be taxed 90%. Until the comedy rebalances itself.
You're so good today.
Until the comedy. Hey, that works. That's more descriptive than anything.
Hey.
I'm going to go with that as divine inspiration right there. But
love it.
So Sanders has a lot of ideas that are going to try to fix problems, mm-hmm. whereas Gary Johnson has.
He
just hands off, and he said, "You take care of my Johnson," is what he's gonna say.
Okay, all right, we're gonna have to talk about him.
He's more hands on. So he said, "I'm gonna take care of my Johnson," and Sanders is like, "No, let me take care of that Johnson."
Yep. Yep.
And then Trump is like, "Who's Johnson? He's an idiot. I'm a racist.
Whoever he is, he's an idiot.
He's probably a criminal." He's probably different colors.
Oh my gosh, Trump, I have to go.
He probably wants to take your jobs. I'm going to build a wall.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Johnson.